It ended as quickly as it began. The Arak shivered together faster than Danny could follow. One man missed a step, the other swung his blade in a flat arc, steel bit into flesh, just above the Dothraki's waist, and opened him from backbone to belly button, spilling his entrails into the dust. As the loser died, the winner took hold of the nearest woman, not even the one they had been quarrelling over, and had her there and then. Slaves carried off the body, and the dancing resumed. Master Illyrio had warned Danny about this, too. A Dothraki wedding without at least three deaths is deemed a dull affair, he had said. Her wedding must have been especially blessed. Before this day was over, a dozen men had died. As the hour passed, the terror grew in Danny, until it was all she could do not to scream. She was afraid of the Dothraki, whose ways seemed alien and monstrous, as if they were beasts in human skins and not true men at all. She was afraid of her brother, of what he might do if she failed him. Most of all, she was afraid of what would happen tonight under the stars, when her brother gave her up to the hulking giant who sat drinking beside her with a face as still and cruel as a bronze mask.